This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The prime ministers of Norway, Ireland, and Spain made a coordinated announcement Wednesday that their countries would formally recognize Palestinian statehood from May 28th, warning that the war between Israel and Hamas in Gaza had put the viability of a two-state solution at risk. Henry Ridgewell reports.
Israel reacted with fury, summoning the ambassadors of the three European countries for what it called reprimand talks. It said the ambassadors would be shown videos of the October 7th Hamas cross-border attacks on Israel. In a televised statement, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the intention of several European countries to recognize a Palestinian state is a reward for terror. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News.
Meanwhile, Reuters news agency says Israeli tanks made advances into Rafah in southern Gaza Wednesday night. The military operation came with a severe bombardment of Rafah that sent hundreds of thousands of people scattering for cover. Israel says it has no option other than to attack locations in Gaza where it believes members of Hamas are hiding, despite Palestinians taking refuge in the locations. Almost half of Gaza's 2.3 million people have sought refuge in Rafah. Since Israel began its military operation in Rafah, about 800,000 have fled again. Israel has also cut off the main access routes for aid into Gaza, drawing international fears of mass casualties and famine. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said Wednesday that humanitarian aid is beginning to enter Gaza through a U.S.-built pier. The Defense Department estimates that more than 800 tons of aid will have arrived by Wednesday night. The aid comes as much of Gaza is reportedly on the brink of famine. Some humanitarian aid officials say famine has arrived in some locations. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is using his Rwanda deportation policy as a key part of his Conservative Party's re-election campaign. One day after he called a national election for July 4th, Prime Minister Sunak told the BBC that the plan is ready to be implemented if he returns to 10 Downing Street.
The first flights will go in July, and we've already put the preparations in place for that. We've hired hundreds of caseworkers, identified the cohort. As people have been watching on their TV screens or on the newspapers, we've already started detaining people. We've hired the escorts, we've got an airfield on standby, we've booked the flights. So all of that work is already ongoing.
Sunak's Conservative Party is far behind the opposition Labour Party in voter opinion polls. Nikki Haley says she will be voting for former U.S. President Donald Trump in the November general election. The former ambassador to the United Nations under Trump revealed her plans Wednesday during an event in Washington. Haley suspended her campaign against Trump for the Republican presidential nomination 2 months ago. She said Trump needs to work hard to gain more support.
Trump would be smart to reach out to the millions of people who voted for me and continue to support me, and not assume that they're just going to be with him. And I genuinely hope he does that.
During her presidential campaign, Haley accused Trump of causing chaos and disregarding the importance of U.S. alliances abroad during his presidency. Trump's campaign had no immediate comment on Haley's announcement. The company that had intended to auction off the home of the legendary singer Elvis Presley in Memphis, Tennessee, abandoned its plan on Wednesday after a judge in the southeastern state blocked it following allegations of fraud. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
Graceland, where Presley is buried, is a popular tourist attraction, drawing more than 600,000 visitors a year. Presley, dubbed the King of Rock and Roll, died in 1977 at age 42. Nassani Investments had claimed that his daughter, Lisa Marie Presley, who died last year, had used Graceland as collateral to secure a $3.8 million loan that was never repaid, according to a public notice of the intended sale. Then Presley's granddaughter, actress Riley Keough, who inherited the home after her mother's death, sued Nassani, asserting that her mother never took out the loan and that Nassani was engaged in fraud. In a sworn affidavit attached to the lawsuit, the notary public listed on Nassani's documents said she never met Lisa Marie Presley or notarized her signature.
That was Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reporting. Shortly after the ruling, in response to Reuters' request for comment, Nassani Investments said it would withdraw all of its claims over Graceland. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.